And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, May 30th, and it is our pleasure to have Denise Shackelford. I'm going to attempt your middle name there. Denise Etienne.
Pretty good. Etienne Shackelford.
Okay. I've seen that name before in like movies or in a book, and I looked it up, but I was just a little off. We're so happy to have Denise in the studio with us today. She's the Chief Executive Officer of Giving Hearts Food Pantry in Carrollton. Their vision, to be an outlet to those in food deserts who do not have transportation or viable food choices or easy access to healthy and affordable food choices. Folks don't realize that about 38 million people around the nation, so that's one in eight Americans, faced food insecurity in 2020, according to Feeding America. And Denise is working diligently to help serve those individuals. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. First, let's get a little background on you. Tell us a bit about you, about your life, and what brought you to this point.
Sure. So I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio. I'm the oldest of four. Grew up, raised and born in Dayton, Ohio. My dad was from Haiti. My mom from West Virginia. How they met was ironic, but here I am. I stayed in Dayton until 1981, and I transferred I got my associate's and transferred from Sinclair Community College here to Spelman College. Got my BA at Spelman in 1983 and decided to stay. So I have been a resident of Atlanta or DeKalb County for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. I moved to the Carrollton area in late 2017, and here I am.
Here you are. What brought you out to Carrollton?
Well, unfortunately, sometimes we go through things in life that aren't too pleasant. And after 36 plus years of marriage, I ended up getting divorced. And so I just wanted a fresh new start. I just wanted to completely start my life over again. And I picked a place on the map.
And guess what? You did. You picked beautifully, right?
And I picked Carrollton.
What a loving community this is.
They are. Everyone's really very nice.
So supportive of nonprofits as well, which I imagine you've seen.
Well, I've found out, yes.
It's amazing. And we are so blessed. You know, this show is specifically designed to give a platform to community endeavors, nonprofits, charities, organizations that are trying to, organization and events that try to help better our local community. And it never ceases to amaze us how you can tell so much about a community by how many viable nonprofits you have in the local community. And my goodness, I mean, we have a foundation just to keep track of them all. Does this organization currently, Giving Hearts Food Pantry partner with the community foundation yet?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yes, sir. So a lot of people wonder how I got into this. I actually was really into Girl Scouts. My daughter was a Girl Scout through high school, and I did a lot of volunteer work up in the local metro area. My background is actually telecommunications. I have over 25 years in telecommunications in the international finance department. Wow. So this was my fun part. And it just so happened when I came to Carrollton in the spring of 2018, a job posted, and it was with Action Ministries, and the job was to run the summer lunch program through the city school system. And I applied for it and I got it. And from that, I started realizing, hey, there's a need with seniors. What can we do to help feed seniors? And then, you know, it just progressed into this.
Well, let's talk about the issue at hand. I mean, at the beginning of the program, when I teased our topic a bit, you know, I kind of spoke a bit to the concept of food deserts. Could you talk to us about what your experience has been, what this all means, and possibly why this inspired you to want to make a difference?
Well, this is just not Carrollton. This is any city. You'll get into a particular part of the city where, and I just noticed this, the closest grocery store this way was Kroger's, which would be 6-7 miles away. And the closest grocery store this way was Ingles, or Publix and Ingles, and it was still a good distance away. Well, as we all are aware, there is no transportation here in Carrollton. So if you don't have a vehicle or someone to get you somewhere, you are regulated to the mom and pop shops that are in the local neighborhood, which unfortunately prices are escalated and the fresh produce is not fresh, nor is the meat. Again, for me, my number one concern was the children and then the seniors. My mom is 85 years old. I would want my mother to be able to have, you know, good food. And in that, I noticed, hey, we got some severe disparities here. I was the Carroll County coordinator, not realizing how big Carroll County was.
Massive.
And when you get outside of local Carrollton or Villarica, you got some serious issues like Whitesburg or Rootville. You've got people that don't even have a grocery store there. But unless you're here, unless you can see it or it's introduced to you or you figure it out, you would never know that. Because Carrollton is a very prosperous city. So you would never know that. And I just think in my just talking to people, I'm very direct, down to earth, I ask questions. I'm not afraid to ask a question. And in doing all that, that's when I realized, you know what? We have a serious problem here. And I applaud Open Hands. I applaud the food kitchen. They do a great job, but it takes more than just them. It takes a group of us to try to get together and try to see what we can do to tackle this problem. If I could be frank and just say, the one thing I noticed about the city is there's not a lot of collaboration. And I don't know if it's a fear of, I don't want to say giving up control, but a fear of, okay, this is my territory. This all should be everyone's territory. It shouldn't be Denise being worried or you. It's everybody. We all should be worried because this could be you or me. Absolutely. I'm one step outside of being right there at my pantry.
Absolutely. And I know what you mean. I mean, I know that... For individuals that work in these different organizations, for some of them, sure, territoriality comes into it. And there's also the preserving of a mission. So you have places that are so paranoid to partner because they don't want to form a bond that might go sideways and affect their mission, when in reality, rising tides raise all ships.
That's correct.
And through collaboration, so much more can get done.
That is correct.
And you know, you mentioned... You mentioned it, this being such a prosperous county and city, Carrollton, and it truly is.
It is.
It truly is. But folks don't realize that just off the back streets in some of these areas, you have families with undernourished children and undernourished seniors. And this is something that you noticed across every city and are now making a difference.
Folks don't even notice that their next door neighbor is in that same situation. Hmm. You would be... And maybe you would not be, but the type of clientele that we receive, the one thing about Giving Hearts that was very important to me is, Josh, if you call me and you say, Denise, I need food, if you are humble enough to call me and say you need food, who am I to ask you to prove to me that you do? I don't ask for any verification. I don't ask for your income. I don't ask you for anything. If you call me and you say, I'm hungry, come on, make an appointment and come on in. Because honestly, you'd be surprised some of the people that it's really affecting. It's not just the homeless or the poor. It is affecting a whole lot of households.
Time is 8:40. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Denise Shackelford, CEO of and executive director of Giving Hearts Food Pantry in Carrollton, that is serving those, as we discussed earlier, you know, 1 in 8 Americans who face food insecurity. All that and so much more when we come back. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Time is 8:41. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and today is Thursday, May 30th. Our guest today, Chief Executive Officer of Giving Hearts Food Pantry, a nonprofit serving our local community, serving those who are in food deserts. Food deserts represent areas where transportation and viable food choices are not easily accessible, and folks end up having to essentially go without. In some cases have much lower quality food, and considering that seniors and children are so often the ones most affected by this, leave it to Denise to step up with her years of experience in telecommunications, international finance, and managing lunch programs in Metro Atlanta. Leave it to her to bring this service here to help those in need. Denise, so let's talk about the organization. So you saw that there was a need.
Sure.
And you jumped in. Tell us how it all came together and how you operate.
Well, long story short, we were bought out by a major company in Atlanta, Hope Atlanta. And it was the goal was, with Action Ministries, we were focused on hunger and they were focused on homelessness. And the hope was that we'd be able to, you know, really, really incorporate that. Unfortunately, you know, things changed or whatever. So we ended up going to a smaller new nonprofit. And one of the things, the concepts that they had in Northwest Georgia was a client choice pantry. A lot of people don't understand what that is. What I decided to bring here was a similar model. We're set up like a grocery store. You come in, you shop. You pick what you want. I'm not going to hand you a box of food because I don't know if you're going to eat it or not. But we have limitations, so you'll know exactly, you know, what you can and cannot get. It's by appointment only. You come every 30 days, and you can get up to 55 pounds of food. That's not including your meat, and we do give out meat. Wow. with each client that comes in. Like I said, the whole purpose of that is dignity. When I first bought the concept of client choice, I spoke to several organizations, and I have to tell you that the reaction I got back was very non-welcoming. We don't need that. We've already got this and this here in place. It was very
hostile.
Yeah, that's a good word. But I'm not a quitter, and I knew that this was something that was needed. I want to thank Pastor Lynn McKee, who allowed me the opportunity to open up a pantry in her church. And with that, we started on February 21st of last year. By the end of that February, we had 66 clients.
Wow.
By the end of this February, We have over 1,000 clients.
No way.
Yes, sir.
What a massive growth.
We went from giving out 1,200 pounds of food, and this is just my annual. We have given over 260,000 pounds of food in a year.
Wow.
And that's just us.
1 year.
In 1 year. We are on average, and my volunteers will tell you, I believe our average is 25 new people a month, in addition to the clients that we're currently servicing. We are located right now, thanks to Pastor Ben Bonner and his wife Angie, we are located in Catalyst Church. Mm. We went from approximately 800 square feet to about 2,300 square feet, and we're running out of room.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's one of our concerns. We want to be able to meet the needs, but we don't want to be able to a point where we're so big that we can't help. And we know at one point we're going to have to limit. Our goal is, we're praying, if somebody's listening, there are a lot of people out here that have vacant buildings. Somebody that's willing to allow us to utilize the space and write it off for tax purposes. Hmm. We need our own independent space so that we have room to grow instead of hopping from, you know, church to church. Sure. That's one of our major concerns. But right now it is a matter of keeping ourselves stocked and making sure that we can continue to service those that we have right now.
Absolutely. So you now are you? Let me just make sure I have that correct. So, are you currently? Do you currently have a set up shop in two different churches, or you've had to move?
No, we moved from,
one?
From the Mount Zion Avenue to Catalyst. But there's a couple other things we have going that no one knows that we do.
Sure.
So we have a senior supplemental food program where we provide 150 senior boxes every month to seniors that are signed up for the government program, okay? So we do that. We have two mobile pantries a month. How I initially started was with COVID, we have a truck that comes from the Atlanta Food Bank that brings anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 pounds of fresh produce and food. We go to, I have four different locations. We go there, people drive up, we load it up in their car. It's all free. We just started a children's backpack program so that we have food available for the kids over the summer in addition to what the city schools are doing. And Latoya Gamble, who is the owner of Heaven in Your Home, and she also has many members. My mind just went blank.
I'm blanking on it right now.
Many members. It just went blank. One body, many members.
Yes.
She and I are collaborating. We're partnering together. Those that don't know her, she goes out to the homeless areas. She feeds them. She cooks home-cooked meals. She takes it out. She does pop-up grocery stores. She's just incredible. She and I are partnering to come up with emergency food kits that will have enough food in it for about, you know, 2 to 3 days that will get somebody by until they can get by the pantry. So that is our new collaboration. So we're trying to make sure that we hit every market possible to try to help as best as we can.
Shout out to Latoya. I mean, she's been on
awesome.
The show so much over the years. Yes, and you were right. One Body, many members. You can check them out on Facebook and support the work they're doing as well. Heaven in Your Home. The catering's out of sight, and now
her
that the
restaurant is awesome. But just the fact that she does all of that, and then any spare time that she has, she's going and serving and helping people. She doesn't say anything. People don't realize it. She works really, really hard.
I can't imagine.
I feel really blessed to be able to partner with her and collaborate with her.
Perfect evidence right here of the outcome of collaboration.
Yes.
When you meet in the middle and join forces, join your missions, so much more can be accomplished.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
The emergency food packages, that's something in the
work. We're actually in the process of getting grants together to try to, you know, fund, because of course funding is major for all of us. If it weren't for donations, which is kind of hard for us, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So
yes, ma'am.
We just keep pushing.
Now, I believe before we take our last commercial break, I did want to ask, I believe you have an event coming up tomorrow or an opportunity.
Yes, that is one of our mobile pantries. Since we have an operational physical location, we reduced it to twice a month. Our two locations are either going to be North Point Baptist under Pastor Lee Wimberly. And I have to say, I love you, Pastor Lee. He's the first person that invited me into their church home. He supported every single thing I did when I first got here. So if it wasn't for Pastor Lee, there would be no Denise sitting here. So I have to say that. And Pastor Dortch with Antioch, the two of them have been awesome. But we do it there. And then we have our next location, which is the Assembly of God Church. It's the Hispanic church here on Noonan Road. And we alternate. So tomorrow we have our mobile pantry. You'll come at 9:30. You just line up and you'll come through and we'll give you whatever, you know, vegetables or produce or fruit that they give us. And then on the 15th, I'll have the same process at North Point on Cedar Street.
I see. So every 15 days.
I try my best. Yes, the way the Atlanta Food Bank system is set up, it's not like I can do it in advance. So I can do two at a time. So hopefully I'll be able to go in and go in the next 15 days and do it. But it's twice a month.
Excellent. So that mobile food pantry is going to be tomorrow at the Primera Asamblea de Dios, 406 Noonan Road, and it looks like the families can arrive at around 9:30.
Yeah, everyone can.
Perfect.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Excellent. So things kick off at 9:30.
And we do support other groups. So we have groups that come, like the Temple Senior Center. They'll come, and we support 45 of their individuals. So we make sure that we give them enough. So we're not just doing the community. We're also supporting other groups that support people.
An amazing mission, changing the lives of people in our community right now. We need to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the Chief Executive Officer of Giving Hearts Food Pantry in Carrollton, Denise Shackelford, as we chat more about Giving Hearts Food Pantry and how you, tuning into this program, can support their mission. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
We're back to Community Voice, Thursday, May 30th. Time is 8:54. I'm your host, Josh Engle, and I am very, very, very happy to be chatting with Denise Shackelford, Chief Executive Officer of Giving Hearts Food Pantry. We opened the program talking about how supportive this local community is To the nonprofits, the many nonprofits that assist those in need, whether they be struggling from a member of their family having cancer, whether it be beautification efforts or serving those in need directly, children, seniors. We're so blessed to have so many nonprofits, and we're so blessed to have folks in the community that that step up and support them. Got to give a shout out. We actually just had a call. Came in from a very awesome gentleman, Robert Edelman, I believe. Well, we're so happy that he called in a local farmer that would be willing to partner, that would love to reach out and partner with this organization. I mean, how does that make you feel, Denise? I mean,
I'm very excited, and you know, there are so many resources out here. That's the one thing I've learned, you know. And again, if you don't ask, you don't get. And the one thing, you know, people don't think about, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen if you ask? No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, thank you. And you keep on going. And so anybody that's willing to help us, I'm not going to say no. We will find a way to make it work. We were talking off air, and I was saying to you, you know, if someone's, like, I've had some companies that have come to me, Denise, what do you need? Hey, we need condiments. We need ketchup, mustard. This is what goes off the shelf. And they buy it and bring it to me in mass quantity if they don't want to do a financial donation. We will accept anything that you would want yourself.
Absolutely. And shout out to Robert again.
Thank you, Mr. Engelman.
For calling in. I mean, that is so special. I mean, it means so much when we have... when we see these partnerships start, and for Community Voice to be a catalyst for that, that's what we're all about.
Thank
and that's
you.
What we're here for. So that's, this is a call to action for other companies, other, individuals who perhaps work in food production, farming. If you have a grocery store or something and you would be able to partner with Giving Hearts Food Pantry, this is your opportunity. Let this be a call to action. Denise, how can folks reach out to you? And let's say one, you know, do you have a phone number or an email or a website that people can reach out if they want to help?
Yes, we do have a website. It's givinghearts.
Oh,
dash inc.org. And our information is on there. We also have a Facebook page. If you go under Giving Hearts 2014, it'll pull up that way. I urge people to come by and take a look at it. What you think it might look like, you'd be very surprised. People have a totally different reaction. And you know what? One quick thing. I want to say thank you to St. Margaret's. Megan Bennett and a group of people from St. Margaret's have so graciously offered to open for us one Saturday a month. And that allows people that are working to be able to come in as well. And so I would like to say thank you to them for taking that time. They volunteer, they make our bags, and they work the pantry for me.
Such great supportive organizations. Thank you to all the churches represented. Brother Robert for calling in to start this partnership. And thank you, Denise, for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much for letting me speak.
Of course. We would love to have you on again to talk about the growth in the near future. Again, Primera Asamblea de Dios tomorrow, May 31st at 9:30. Come on by, check out the mobile food pantry, and visit givinghearts-inc.org for more information about their setups and the shops they have. And Denise, thank you for joining us on
the
program.
Thank you so very much for allowing me to speak today.
And thank you for everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time.